In an undated interview following the 1981 publication of his book, Martin Bormann, Nazi in Exile, Manning stated, "The Bormann Organization is not merely a group of ex-Nazis. It is a great economic power whose interests today supersede their ideology. It is estimated that as many as 100,000 ranking Nazis remained at large after the war. As such, it constitutes one of the largest and best funded, best trained, best equipped, and best connected cults in the world today," stated Peter Lavenda. "And the second generation is being trained and indoctrinated in the streets of London, Berlin, New York, Buenos Aires, and in secret, heavily armed estates like Colonia Dignidad in Chile. Colonia Dignidad, or Dignity Colony, today is called Via Bavaria, or Villa Bavaria. It was founded in 1961 by Paul Schaefer, formerly of the Nazi Luftwaffe, and was made up of German immigrants who had been living there since the early 1950s. The large compound boasted its own power plant, two runways, and a restaurant, all surrounded by barbed wire, searchlights, and guard towers. In 1986, an inspection by Amnesty International discovered underground cells where prisoners suffered remote control torture by means of electronic sound systems and electric shock. It was a torture and execution center during the regime of Augusto Pinochet, who was placed into power in Chile by Henry Kissinger in 1973 to protect Rockefeller interests there," stated Peter Lavenda. The compound was run by approximately 300 Nazi exiles, some of whom still live there today. An estimated 3,000 persons died, and 30,000 were tortured during the violent overthrow of Chile's democracy by Pinochet, which included the still disputed circumstances of President Salvador Allende's death. In 1997, Schaefer fled Chile after being accused of sexually molesting two young boys at the colony. In 2005, large caches of arms and ammunition were found there. While there can be no doubt that Bormann's surviving Nazi empire still exerts tremendous control over world economies and politics, even today, the full extent may never be known. What is known is that many of Nazi Germany's most brilliant minds continued their work outside Europe after the war, most notably in the United States.